living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
Konnichiwa, minasan. Hey everybody, it's Manga Sensei, how you doing? So today we're talking, or continuing to talk about the Kodoasaur and the many different facets of the Kodoasaur. As we get ready to kind of march towards May and the fun things that are coming out there, please do give us a share, a like, a thumbs up, put us on your playlist, give us to your friends, whatever you can do so that we know that you are there. If you have any questions, also you can leave us a message at manga-sensei.com or on any of the social networks, including Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at The Manga Sensei. With that, let's jump into our topic for today. So today we're talking about something called a demonstrative adjective with the Kodoasaur. So the Kodoasaur is anything with the ko, so, a, or do. If you don't know what that is, feel free to check out the 30-day challenge or the episode I did yesterday, because I really want to talk about what happens when we put the Kodoasaur with an adjective. So demonstrative adjective is mentioning something. It's going to be mentioning something, but it's not going to be the topic. It's going to be modifying a noun, okay? A person, place, or thing. So, for example, if I put ko, which is my information, kono hon, this book. So I could say kore, which would just be talking about the book, period, right? But if I say kono hon, then I'm talking about this book. So the differentiation there is one's the pronoun and one's the adjective. One is modifying the noun, the book, and one is being the noun itself. And you could use that with any part of the Kodoasaur. So if I put kono hon, be my book, because it's my area of information. If I say sono hon, which would be information or a book that belongs to you, the listener. Now, this is often something people get kind of confused on. Whose information is what? An easy way to think about this is, one, do you own it? Does it belong to you? Two, if you do not own it, how close is it to you in proximity? So, for example, if you and I are sitting on opposite sides of the table and you ask me to pass the salt, you would identify the salt, the shio, as sono shio, because the salt is closer to me in proximity than it is to you. Even if we're at a restaurant, it belongs to me because of its area of information. Or, do I know more about it? So if you know more about it, then it's going to be your area of information. So, for example, if I'm talking about horses, for example, and I say, kono uma no shurui wa, kono uma no shurui, it would be like, this horse's type, this horse's breed, would then I could then talk about it. But therefore, is my information. Now, if you know more about something, or I assume that you know more something because of your job, then I can refer to it as your information. But when I put the no on the end, it's going to modify the noun, and you can use it all four. So it could be kono hon, sono hon, ano hon, which would be removed from all three of both of us there, and dono hon. So dono hon would be used, for example, if we are looking at a bookshelf. Ah, kono hon ga suki da ne. If I said, ah, kono hon ga suki da ne, which would be like, I really like that book, this book. And your guy next to you is like, ah, dono hon desu ka? Dono hon would be which book. So he's asking a question. Do is always going to be the unknown or the question element in that. With that, though, I am almost out of time. Remind you to please check us out on all the socials. Thank you so much. And 皆さん、覚えておきなさい。もし日本語でペリペリになりたいなら、ぜひ間違えてみてください。それでじゃあ、また明日。Gotta punch in, get to work, すみません。ちょっと待ってください。ナンパしたことないけど、あなためちゃ可愛い。本当に。I say facts.I like that.